The following is a RapRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the toilet?
These
are
do float.
Oh, look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back. Total Divas, Season 4, Episode 11, where it's going to be an engaging episode.
Look at you with the pun.
Look at me with the pun. I've been paying way too much attention to Becky Lynch, but yes. We're in for an exciting episode, so everybody buckle up. Get your popcorn, get your drinks, get ready, because after the break, we're going to be telling you all about Episode 11 of Total Divas. But till then, you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today. Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE.
Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Season 4, Episode 11. We're coming back and we are seeing a dog in the U.S. Bank Arena as they're setting up for the show. And we see the Bellas getting ready and Nikki filling up a truck.
Filling up her boyfriend. Filling up John Cena on the truck. Apparently, Daniel Bryan's going to speech therapy.
Why is Daniel Bryan going to speech therapy?
I don't know.
Yeah, no breaking of the phones. Not after last week.
We've learned the mistake of Eva Marie dropping the phone.
There's Pat Patterson. It's the ultimate total diva, Pat Patterson, y'all.
Right.
So here's the quote. This is probably the most nerve-wracking experience of my life. Paige.
Huh.
Huh.
I wonder.
Gee, I wonder.
Oh, Brian's giving up the belt tonight.
Oh, it's that night.
I think they should be used to this already.
This is the second time it's happened.
In a year.
But on the upside, Daniel Bryan is a genetic jackhammer, so, you know.
Since when did it become a genetic jackhammer?
Since they went and got tested.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Daniel Bryan's talking about his injuries and all that other fun stuff.
Again.
They came with a plan to forfeit the belt again.
Oh, Bryan. Just as a side note, this has to suck. This, I mean, really has to suck.
Yeah, it does. So Daniel Bryan gives the belt and Ryback eventually gets the belt. And then gets hurt.
Bryan puts the belt down and he walks away.
And the Bella twins are sad. We move
and we head to Orlando.
With Paige and her boyfriend.
Oh my god, Paige.
So we're at the jewelry store.
Yeah, they're picking out jewelry.
Huh. Now he's asking about the sizes for the Batman ring.
She's like, the Batman ring is not gonna happen. Don't try and make it happen. Batman is not a thing. Don't make it happen. Gee, he's asking about rings and sizes and shapes. Gee, I wonder what he's possibly fishing for.
No idea. The Batman ring. Now she asks, how big is his head? Oh, okay. That was awkward.
This is really awkward, but it's so cute at the same time.
Glasses breaking with the Usos.
We have Tamina. We have Alicia. We have the Usos, Naomi, Paige. They're eating steak and fries. Apparently a glass exploded. That looks really good. Even though I'm completely full. Mainly of tequila, but I'm completely full right now. That looks really good.
John is very naturally funny.
She's like, you should try stand-up comedy. And he's like, yeah, you stop right now before we get divorced. Just stop.
Naomi's like, it's good to have a backup plan. Is that Layla?
Stand-up comedy is not what I would call a backup plan.
No, it's not a backup plan. Well, for Ziggler it is.
For Ziggler it is, but most people don't make it in backup comedy, you know, or stand-up comedy. You know, it's good to have an actual real backup plan.
What the hell is Nikki wearing?
A jumpsuit and Louis Vuittons and no bra.
As they walk through the park.
And they see a little French bulldog and now we're having lunch in the park.
And what are they drinking?
Champagne.
And eating cake.
No, that's Brie.
It's Brie.
Brie's eating Brie.
Brie's eating Brie.
Basically, Brie wants Bryan to retire because he's been given an opportunity to be a healthy dad.
Which is, you know, true.
Which is true.
Brie makes the point, it's not about the next 2 years, it's about the next 20 years.
Yeah. For health, yes. For finances, no. What are you going to do if he retires tomorrow and you get pregnant and neither one of you have a job?
Good point.
Because the last time we left it with Brie and Bryan, they really didn't have a backup plan. Like, they're fine financially, but they're both in their 30s.
Yeah.
They're going to have to live very frugally if they expect to make whatever they have last until they're in their, you know, 90s. As we go back to Paige and Kevin's apartment, Emma's there. They're hanging out.
We're having water.
Who is that?
Kevin's roommate, I think. Paige's roommate. Apparently Paige has a male roommate. Now we have the girls all talking about, you know, diamond rings. Was it a diamond ring? Is it a ring?
So apparently the roommate was with Kevin all week and he didn't say anything.
And now Emma's teasing her about the ring. It's right there. Do you know? Now we're snooping for the ring.
Now they're looking for it. Cause he's gonna keep it in the house.
Well yeah, that's what you do.
Go through his sock drawer.
Paige's like, you can go through a shit. I don't care.
She has her action figure. That's awesome.
She's throwing Paige around. Finding it. Oh, He's found something. And he has a coin collection.
Apparently Kevin's a big coin collector.
Now we're dumping out his boots, looking for-
God, he has more shoes than me!
And you're a girl. And they may have found something. Maybe. Oh, it's a box. Paige is nervous. She's sweating.
It's another coin.
Is it another coin? I guess we're gonna have to wait to find out.
As we go to break, so we see them talking about the stand-up comedy thing.
This is gonna go really, really bad or really, really well. I'm not sure yet.
Trinity's nervous.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what's going down? So, as we go to break, where should we start?
Oh my god, it's a Batman ring?
It's a Batman ring, y'all. It's a Batman ring. Actually, I know people that would propose with a Batman ring. I do.
I also
know people that would want to be proposed to with a Batman ring, so there you go.
Anyway.
I can't believe she doesn't pick on that. He takes you into a jewelry store. You're looking at rings. He's asking you what you like. He's not exactly being subtle.
No. Oh, no.
Especially when he's like, can you imagine spending the rest of your life with this?
Right.
Like, dude, he's being kind of blatant.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So, you know, Paige is either really naive in that area or she just doesn't want to think about it.
She's how old?
22.
It's probably not crossing her mind at this point.
Mm-mm. But basically, in Paige's mind, she wants to take it slow. She doesn't want to get engaged.
Yes.
So, this is going to go well. I can already see how it's going to go, and it's not good, but to kind of get on the subject of backup plans, because I have a feeling that's what the theme of this episode is. So you have Trinity encouraging John to do stand-up comedy, which isn't a bad thing.
No.
Totally not a bad thing. He's a very funny guy, very entertaining guy. He could probably do very well at stand-up comedy, but, you know, in terms of her referring to it as a backup plan, I don't think that's the smartest thing in the world.
No, I don't think so.
Because you have to be a very, very, very good stand-up comic to be a wild success at it. And any more, the day of the stand-up comic has kind of passed a little bit.
It's a lot harder.
It's a lot harder. And so it's like, maybe you should come up with another backup plan other than stand-up comedy, other than something entertainment. I mean, it's like at some point you may have to take a 9-to-5 job.
This is true.
You know, what are you qualified to do in a 9-to-5 job if you have to take that? You know, that's just a consideration. It's just a thought. You know, same thing goes for Bree and Dana Bryan, where Dana Bryan is once again on the shelf.
Yeah.
He's once again hurt, and Bree wants Bryan to retire based on the standpoint that, well, you've been given a second chance to be a healthy dad, which I get. I understand that side of it.
Right. Yeah, I do too.
But it's like, I don't think she's really thinking because it's, okay, you want Bryan to retire. You want him to be better for his health. Okay, I get that. I understand that. But if he retires and he stops getting those WWE paychecks and she gets pregnant and she stops getting the WWE paychecks, what are they going to do financially? Like, I understand they have a nest egg. They have stuff put away. But what do you do when the nest egg runs out? What are you going to do for money? Because they're starting the bar studio. That's going to take a huge chunk of change.
Yes, it will.
To get that up and running. So, and there's no guarantee it's going to be successful, and there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to make it work.
This is very true.
So again, what do you do for a backup plan?
These are very good questions that we'll probably get answers to at some point throughout this show.
Yes, as we come back from break, and we're at the apartment, Paige has got the box, and she's like, oh my god, it's a ring.
And it's a ring.
It's bad luck.
The ring fits great. Paige is sort of freaking out at the moment. It's too big of a step for her.
Basically, they're saying if the cats like him, he's good. But, you know, for her, it's to even be living with him and have her cats there and everything, that it's a big commitment. Well, yeah, Emma, he's got the ring. Of course he's going to do it soon.
No, he's going to wait, have the ring for 2 years, and then going
to
do it.
Dude, come on. Think about this. As we go to Phoenix, and we're going to lunch with the Bella family, minus Nikki.
But at Daniel Bryan, who apparently it's Daniel Bryan's birthday. Daniel Bryan's been cleared. He's cleared this first step, which is what we've been talking about for months now, but he still has to be cleared by WWE.
Yep. And Bree's basically making her case of, oh, well, you should retire because you've been given this second chance.
Bryan understands her point of view, but he knows the next couple of years will be the way to set them up for the rest of their lives. Money-wise.
She's not thinking about the money.
No.
That's the thing.
And I get her what she's thinking about, but...
But basically, the brother asked the question we did. If you walk away to now, are you good for the rest of your life? And the brother's with Bryan. The brother's basically like, you have to think about it financially. As much as it sucks, you have to think about it financially. Bryan's not going to make nearly the amount of money that he's going to make in the next couple of years and anything else that he does.
No. Bree's like, you know, if he has health issues in 50, who's going to be supporting him? It's going to be Bree and children. But guess what? That's the wrestling business.
Even if he leaves now, when he's 50, he's going to have health issues because he's been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah.
You can't walk away from the wrestling business and not have any kind of lasting effects on you. That's just how it goes. And well, now we're back on the road with Dolph and the Uso family and Renee Young and Wade Barrett in the background. I think Lana. And well, Dolph got John some stage time at the Laugh Factory.
The Uso's not happy about this.
Oh no.
He's like, the Laugh Factory, the Laugh Factory. Yeah. Huh?
That one. Thanks, Renee. That doesn't help. Not helping. Apparently, thanks, Seth.
Apparently Renee's done stand-up comedy. You wrestle your first match, you suck, but it gets better.
Oh god.
This is gonna be awkward.
Oh, this is gonna suck. As we see Nikki wrestling Summer Rae, and now they have a huddle about her getting engaged.
They're not engaged, just the ring. They found the ring!
The wedding finger, Foxy.
Which finger? Which one is it? Paige is freaking out.
Obsessed is not the right word to use here. It was this bitch.
For that, I heart Paige.
I love how she's like, you just need to listen to Natty because she's the only one that's actually married out of all of us. Just saying. And now we're back in Pensacola with the Usos and Trinity's dad. And oh god, they're making him do a set on the fly. Oh my god, no, they are not sitting there in their underwear.
No, you imagine. You don't actually see them in their underwear.
This is all kinds of awkwardness. Like, just...
I don't even know.
Oh, John.
Now Natalie's bringing up her farting habits, and she's now, like, regretting this big time. She's getting roasted.
Dude, stop. Seriously, stop. She can take you out. Just, oh, John. Oh my. Oh, okay. So, as we go to break, where do we go? Where do we start? I don't even know. Where do you want to start?
The comedy. Let's start with the comedy.
Namely, don't roast your wife.
That's a good starting point.
Yeah. At least he didn't do it in public.
That's true, but again, it's you picture people in their underwear, you don't actually get in your own underwear.
Dude, okay? Alright. Who gets in their underwear with their parents?
Right?
In front of their husband, and then sits there and watches them do stand-up comedy. That's a little awkward. Just a tad bit awkward. And then he's standing there roasting her, you know. Yeah. Don't roast your wife. Like, I get they looked at him and be like, oh yeah, you know, come up with something. Which he's probably like, oh crap, what do I do? Okay, this is funny. And he starts telling the jokes about Trinity, thinking she's gonna find it funny. And well, Trinity looks ready to kill him, which she probably is.
Yeah.
But, you know, dude, roasting your wife, that's not a good idea. Send me the shower cap. The shower cap is funny.
That was funny.
But, yeah, you know, it's like, basically calling your wife out, that's not cool. Calling your spouse out in general, that's not cool.
That's not cool.
So, I guess we're gonna have to see where that goes.
Yeah.
And just to kind of continue on more about the Bella situation, you know, the brother sees it from Daniel's perspective. I see it from Daniel's perspective, but I see it from Bree's. But I think Bree is being overcautious. Because here's the thing. Daniel Bryan could get hurt in the ring his first match back. He could also get in a car accident and be paralyzed for the rest of his life. You can't live in fear, you know, God forbid, you can't live in fear of something that may or may not happen.
Right.
And it's something that if Bryan heals up and Bryan's able to get in the ring and Bryan's able to make money to set you guys up for the rest of your life and come through it with relatively no injuries, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But you sitting here saying, oh, well, you're concerned about the long-term effects on his health, which, again, I understand. It's a valid concern, but it's like you. If you were to retire tomorrow, she would have long-lasting effects, and she's only 31.
Correct.
You know, anybody that enters the wrestling business, you're going to have long-term effects on you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's what you put your body through. So it's something that Brian's been doing this for 15 years. He doesn't see this as a long-term plan. He's not going to be doing this when he's 50. But it's something that, as he made the point, he has the chance to make a lot of money. Like, this is the first time in a long time he's made real money in his career. And he's finally reaching the success that he feels he's entitled to. And I think, honestly, he deserves to see that through. To, you know, retire because somebody's scared. It's like, well, but that's not very fair to him, because then it's like, okay, well, you want him to retire. You want him to back off. And then he's going to live his life wondering, what if?
Right.
Like, it's one thing if he never made a go of it, if he never was successful, and he walks away, because there's no what if in that thing, in that situation. It's, oh, well, I wasn't very good. I never made it very far. I can walk away happy.
Mm-hmm.
In Brian's case, he's walking away with an injury. He's walking away knowing that he could have done more and he couldn't. or he didn't.
He's going to be living with regret.
And to kind of force that decision on him isn't 100% fair to him. Like, I see Bree's concern, but I see Brian's side of it too. Oh, Brian has worked his absolute tail off to get where he is.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves to enjoy it a little bit, you know, and it's something that if he can get himself healthy and he can keep himself healthy and the company will help him with that, then I don't understand the concern. Because again, he could get hurt or he could be fine. There's no guarantee that he's going to get injured. And I also kind of have a problem with the mom looking at him and saying, oh, well, you're going to have to change up your wrestling style.
That takes a whole new meaning now. Because of things we know.
Because the mom is engaged or is dating John Laurinaitis at this point,
mm-hmm.
it takes on a whole, like, having that context to it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, all right, I can kind of see it. But it's like not knowing that and watching this, it's like, dude, what the hell do you, right, do you have to tell him whether he needs to change up his wrestling style or not?
Right.
You know? It's like, you're not in the business.
Right.
Your daughters are. Like, it's one thing if it's coming from Mark Carano where he's like, you know, just for the concern of your health and safety, we want you to change up your style.
Mm-hmm.
But for the mom to be like, oh yeah, you know, you have to change up your style, it's like, who are you to give him that advice, you know?
Oh yeah, I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
And then there's Paige. Oh god.
We're gonna get more into Paige. Yeah.
You know, honestly, them looking for the ring, I'm not 100% surprised.
No.
Cause he actually did a relatively good job of hiding it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But for them to be like, oh hey, let's find the ring, cause you know, everybody's telling her, well, if he's asking about ring sizes, if he's taking you to jewelry stores, if he's trying to find out what you like, he's gonna propose. That's what's gonna happen. And she didn't believe it, and well,
it's
Paige. Paige is getting engaged.
Yeah. Well, possibly.
Possibly, and she's freaking out about it.
Yeah.
As any one should, because it's a huge deal.
It is a huge, huge deal.
But we'll get into that as we come back from break, where we're continuing to watch the stand-up comedy show, Trini's about to kill her husband.
She isn't like John. She didn't expect the embarrassment to be put down on her. That was funny.
Now the dad's like, that's my daughter.
My daughter.
That was really funny.
Now she's gonna beat her with the stick. And now he's putting on the shower cap. She's like, you gotta think of new material now. Talking about me under her breath. He probably slept on the couch that night.
He probably did. At least it's a nice big comfy couch. As we're at Raw in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
As Natty's body slamming Alicia backstage, or attempting to.
Cause apparently her boobs hurt.
And Natty tinkled a little bit. That was an awkward moment.
Yeah. Slightly.
Hey, it's Ziggler.
It's a portable coffee station. It's awesome. Ziggler's like, most of my stuff's about you too, so you know, it's fine.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. He's like, you go home, step around a little bit. It'll be all good for everybody.
Thank you, Dolph. Thank you for your insights.
We're in Orlando now.
And we're at a bar, restaurant, with Paige and Kevin. They're on a date.
Paige is trying a deep voice. And now, American voice.
She's practicing her accents.
Mm-hmm. They have some alone time.
Alone time with a camera guy and a sound guy and a director and a producer and
Paige is freaking out. Her way to get out of this thing is every time she says something sweet, change the subject. Apparently, he asks his parents for advice. She doesn't feel well now, supposedly.
And she's sitting there drinking Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Paige, honey, we need to teach you how to, you know, conversate. As we go to break.
So where do you want to begin?
Paige, honey, just, like, I guess she's freaking out. I guess she's nervous because it's a big deal to get engaged. It's a huge commitment. She understands it's a huge commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one she's not ready to make.
Right.
And she's not even sure she's ready to be engaged.
No, she's not. Clearly she's not.
Clearly she's not. And the thing about this is that this is the point where if you know what's coming, you subtly bring it up and you talk about it. And you talk about where you want the relationship to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about what you want in the relationship. And I feel like she's extremely bad at communication.
We've delved into this a few times.
Yeah. It's all these girls are really bad at communication, as we all are. But I feel like it's, if you're that nervous about it and you're freaking out about it that much, then it's, you can bring it up by saying, hey, you know, you tell your side of what you want from the relationship without saying, oh, by the way, we were snooping in her closet and we kind of found the ring. Just, you know. Saying.
Right.
So it's, and you talk about with her or with him where you want the relationship to go, what you want it to be, what you want it to do.
Right.
You talk about how you're really not prepared to make any large commitments right now, and you just want to take it slow. And if he loves you, and if he respects you, he'll be cool with that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, I'm following with you.
Because it's, you know, it's two people in a relationship, and if one wants to get married, and the other one doesn't, and the other one isn't prepared to get married, then it's something of, you really should respect the other person's wishes, and it's like, okay, well, if you don't want to get married, that's fine. We can all wait, and we can just take it slow, and we can see where it goes.
Right.
The flip side to that is that, okay, well, he asks you to marry him before you have a chance to talk to him about it. You always have the option to say no, but you also always have the option to say yes. And
right.
The thing with being engaged is no one says you have to get married. No one says you have to put a ring on your finger and go out and get married the next day. You can be married, you can be engaged for 6 months, you can be engaged for 6 years. Like, the engagement at this point is really kind of sort of a minor thing, because people are, you know, some people are just getting married, they're not even getting engaged.
Right.
That's how it is, you know, so it's, if you're okay with being engaged and you're okay with kind of being perpetually engaged before you decide you're ready to get married, that's great. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, she should talk to him about this. She should say something, because he's sitting here and he's dropping hint after hint after hint. And now she's picking up on them because she knows it's coming. So it's like, why don't you just say something to him?
Well, she's very bad at this communication thing.
You know, all you have to say is, well, don't you think we're a bit young for that? Because she's 22. I don't know how old he is.
So I was just thinking, how old is he?
I would guess he's mid-20s. I mean, you know, all you have to say is, well, don't you want to wait a little bit? Don't you want to maybe take things a little bit slower? Don't you want to sort of calm down? I mean, it's, you can drop a subtle hint back that, hey, you know, I'm not really ready right now if you're not prepared to talk about it, or you just talk about it. You know, it's like, hey, I'm picking up that maybe you want to advance it to the next level. I feel like I need to set this straight with you.
He's 30.
He's 30! She's 22 and he's 30. My goodness, okay.
Now you see why he's in that mindset.
That explains everything! He's 8 years older. He's ready to get married.
Yeah.
He's hit 30. I'm gonna tell everybody right now, when you get hit 30, weird shit happens.
Yeah.
You get ready where it's like, yeah, okay, I'm okay with getting married, and yeah, I'm okay with having kids. You hit that mindset of, yeah, okay, I'm cool with this.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. You really do, because you've kind of come out of your 20s, you've matured enough, you're in a good point in your life usually where it's like, yeah, okay, I can do this. I'm a somewhat mature enough adult, I can do this. So yeah, that makes sense. He's 30, she's 22, so she's still growing, she's still maturing, she's still figuring out who she is. She's not ready to get married, and he's like, let's do this. Let's do the thing right now.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense. So, as we come back from break, we're still on the date. She's in the bathroom. She's called Alicia.
She's freaking out in the bathroom calling Alicia Fox. Her reason is, pretend you're sick.
And she drains the Coke. She's like, I don't feel well. Drains the Coke.
You know.
Like you do.
Like you do. Get your money's worth.
Now we're in Evansville for SmackDown. Trinity's getting her photo taken. Because, you know, that's so hard to get Taker to do that.
I was thinking the same exact thing. That was Tim Stein bad. And here comes Tamina.
I love Tamina. She's adorable. Oh, shit. Oh, this is going to be awful.
Go back to the wife bashing material.
Yeah, go back to the wife bashing material. That was at least entertaining. Let me see. The bell is signing. Brian's watching. Bless John Cena.
Today's T-Day to make the decision for Danny Bryan.
Oh, he's meeting with Vince. And she kicks him in the butt.
Kicks him in the butt. Alicia Fox walks up to the page and goes, are you married yet?
Alicia, you're not helping right now.
Not just change your name, your face, and everything. She wants to be with him, but she's not ready for the engagement.
And that's fair.
It is.
Like, again, if he loves her, he will respect that. Because it's like, I want to be with you, but I'm not ready to get married. I'm not ready to get engaged. And now they're like, you want to do a bachelorette party? And Paige is like, I'm not getting married. Hey, it's Bo!
All you gotta do is Bo leave.
The ultimate total diva, Bo Dallas. There's a lot of those.
This doesn't sound good. They're afraid of letting Daniel Bryan wrestle.
It's not a yes, it's not a no. It's a...
We're afraid.
And there's the quote. So Brie and Daniel, they're saying they're talking. Daniel's basically like, oh yeah, you know, they're afraid to let me wrestle. And they don't know where it's going to go from here. It's not a yes, but it's not a no.
Well, it is a no.
Well, they haven't actually made the final decision.
It's a we'll see.
Basically, Brian's like, don't live in fear. It could happen at any point to anybody. Just calm down.
The Daniel Bryan situation can be summed up like this. All you old wrestlers, stop suing WWE and Daniel Bryan can wrestle. That's the bottom line fact. Bryan doesn't feel the support from Bray.
Actually, Bray, I'm pretty sure he's thought about it. He's probably thought about it every day.
The only reason she would stop him from getting back in the ring is because of their children.
It is living in fear.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is you're worried for children you haven't had yet. You're worried for something that may never happen. I understand being cautious, but at the same time, he could be fine. And basically, they're having a serious discussion right now where it's, he's like, do you think I'm healthy enough to wrestle? And she's like, I don't think it matters, because you're not going to listen. And she doesn't want to be the reason that he walks away.
No, you don't want to be that. He's like, go get ready to watch me go embarrass myself. Because he's got the knock-knock material.
You axed his only material, so, you know.
Right? Oh, she's giving up her pride and letting him go roast her.
That's when you pretend I don't know this man.
Right? We're pulling up to the Laugh Factory.
Hey, look, it's Vinny and Cameron.
They found them. And that was funny. John Russo's me and the owner of the Laugh Factory.
He's like, kill me now.
It's like, this is horrible, this is stupid, oh my god, get me out of here.
Oh god, this is gonna go really, really well or really, really badly. Oh god, I don't even know what to do.
She's filming it. He's going.
Dude, don't film it! You may regret that.
Cameron's not filming it too.
Is your case an ice cream cone?
Yes, it is. He's like, oh shit. Calls like a pretty ass motherfucker. With a friend you can't go to the beach with. Oh god.
Oh god.
Mocking Ziggler, this is awesome. Almost next to Mike Over. That was good.
That was awesome. I wish we could have seen the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm scared.
He needs a hug and a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably Trinity's.
Yes.
Yes. As we go back to Orlando with Paige and Kevin, they're going to a tattoo shop.
They're going to a very in-demand tattoo artist. She can't get out of her side, so she has to climb through the other.
This car says, is that hers?
Maybe. Oh no, what's he doing? This dude is 21, married, has a kid. Oh no, what's he doing?
Okay, that's creative.
He put on his arm, will you marry me?
Oh, and there's the ring, and he gets down on one knee. And she's like, oh god, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
She's freaking out.
Yeah, I would too.
She's trying to run away.
He's got her in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
She says yes. Yeah. Nervously, yeah. Shyly says yes. It's black. It matches everything she has.
It does.
See, engagement's gonna be a long time. Said that earlier.
10 years.
Aww. Oh, next week we're going to Mexico. Oh god.
What?
Oh god. Oh god, we're not doing Dusty. No. No, no. No. No, I cannot watch that. Oh crap. Okay. So, next week is gonna suck.
Yeah.
Like hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to give Kevin points for creativity on the proposal. Well done. It was creative.
It was creative.
Points for the ring. It's a nice ring. But, you know, it's like, it seems like we're going to have to see where this goes. Because Paige is like, she's not okay with it. Then she's kind of okay with it. Then it's like, well, let's see how this goes kind of thing. So there's that. And there's the whole Bree and Brian issue that's still not resolved. Where Bree doesn't want Brian to get back in the ring. But Bree's not going to stand in Brian's way. And there seems to be just a little bit of tension between the two in terms of the situation. Because Brian said, if you're not comfortable with it, I'll back off. I won't do it. I won't get back in the ring. And Bree's like, well, I don't want to be the reason that you retire.
Right.
But it's like, at the same time, you don't want to be that reason.
No,
and,
you don't.
And I understand that her reasons are valid. You know, mm-hmm. She's like, well, he's not looking down the road. He's not looking at the future. He is. But he's looking at it from the different side. He's looking at it from the financial side.
Mm-hmm. He knows what's coming. He knows their window, and their window is closing.
Their window is closing. Brian's stock is falling. And the longer he is out of the ring, the further his stock falls, which means the less money they're going to make. Bree is re-signing her contract until she gets pregnant. So she's only there to become with child, and then that's it, she's done. She's walking out, she's leaving, and she's not coming back. So right now they have both their incomes, so they're fine, they're perfectly good, and he's probably making a little bit more or about the same that she is.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that they're probably on par when it's all said and done. So she walks away, that income goes away. Because I would guess that when she leaves and that's it, she doesn't, you know, Total Divas goes away, the WWE contract goes away, she might take the odd appearance here and there, but the main cash flow that they have is gone for Brie. And now you're incurring the expense of a child.
Which is quite expensive.
Which, kids are expensive. So you're gonna, you know, have her walk away from the business, and you're going to begin losing money because you've decided to have a child, which there's nothing wrong with that. This is purely from a financial perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, if he walks away tomorrow, loses that income. Right now, he's making some money. He's probably not making what he's getting, you know, in terms of what he was getting. He's probably at least getting his downside.
Yeah, he's getting his downside guarantee.
Plus whatever he's getting for, like, Tough Enough and everything else that he's kind of doing.
But he's missing the weekend house show payoffs he would get, because he would be in the main events, so he would be getting a good chunk of money there. And yeah, he's missing out on a lot of money.
Yeah, he's missing out on pay-per-views, on television and on house shows, everything, you know, appearances, all that stuff.
He's missing all his bonuses.
Yeah, so there isn't a financial incentive for him to get in the ring. There is the financial incentive of, well, I'm going to be making more money than I ever have in my entire career in the next few years. That's money that we can use to get set up for the rest of our lives, to where we don't have to worry about it, to where he can work the next couple of years and then retire if he wants to, especially if she's walking away.
Right.
Because she's like, well, you know, I'm not going to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm going to work, or everybody's expecting me to work. It's like, no, nobody's expecting you to work. But if you take away Brian's income, somebody's gonna have to. Because let's be perfectly honest, Daniel Bryan has only ever wanted to be one thing, and that's a professional wrestler.
And he continues to want to be that to this day. You read his book, that's exactly what he wants to be.
This is the only thing he's ever wanted to do. He doesn't have a fallback plan. This is it.
Yeah.
This is all he wants. And it's, you know, it's, you hope to God you make enough money to where you can retire and you don't have to find a second job. And, you know, in terms of Brie isn't necessarily qualified to do anything other than what she's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, even with them opening the bar studio, from all accounts that I've seen, Brie's not necessarily a business-minded individual.
No, at times she is.
At times she is, but when you're opening a business and you're running it, it's a little bit different.
This is true. Very true.
And Brie strikes me as the type of person that she does not lend herself to that type of business. Nikki, I can kind of see doing it because Nikki's a little bit more business-minded, but ultimately it should be the mother or the brother that gets that sucker off the ground and runs it.
Right.
Because the mother and the brother understand how business works. The Bella twins, not so much. Because they run in a completely different world than the rest of their family. And
right.
Brian's included in that. So it's something that Brian is looking at the future. He's looking down the road in 20 years. He's looking where they're going to be. And he knows that if he walks away now, their future is not as bright, is not as guaranteed as what it would be if he wrestles for the next couple of years. He gets those big paydays. He gets those big bonuses, and he sets them up to where he can take care of them.
Right.
And they live frugally enough, and they live smartly enough that they could live off to whatever he makes for the rest of their lives and be fine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he wants to do. And he's willing to sacrifice his health to do that.
He knows he can make a couple million dollars over the next couple of years and go from there.
Yeah. So it's, you know, her saying, well, you're not thinking about this. No, he is. He's looking at this, but he's not thinking about it as a father. He can't think about it as a father because he's not a father. Like, she wants him to already be in that mindset that they have kids. He can't get in that mindset. Like, she's ready to pop out kids tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's very easy for her to get in the mindset of being a mother.
Yeah.
Him, not so much.
No.
So it's like he's looking at it strictly from, it's the two of them right now. Kids are not included in this. And if they are, he's looking at the future 10, 15, 20 years, and it's, I can set us up for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I have the ability to set us up for the rest of our lives, so we don't have to worry about anything going forward. We already own a home. We're good.
Yeah, we already have a house. We already own the cars. We're good. Now let's make the money that's going to carry us through to our old and gray. And also it's something that if, God forbid, something does happen to him, she's okay.
Right.
She's taken care of and the kids are taken care of. He's trying to do right by her and the family and take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't blame him.
No, I don't either.
So we'll have to see where that goes. Because obviously it's not resolved.
Oh no. Oh no.
And next week, well, we're going to Mexico, and we're dealing with Dusty.
Can't wait.
Oh, God, I can't deal with Dusty.
It's going to be an emotional episode next week.
I'm not going to be happy next week. But since we have no clips, I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done for the evening.
All right, so everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Total Divas Season 4, Episode 11. Tune in next week for Episode 12, where we are rapidly approaching the finale. I think it's actually...
Two episodes.
Oh, my God. It's two episodes away. So, we'll have to see where we go. And you can join us next week for the Rack Extra. But till then, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we'll see you then. Bye!